Marathon season. This morning's commentary, sponsored by Washington Federal. Summer in Seattle means spacious skies, mountain majesties, and multitudes running marathons on major metropolitan motorways. Driving home yesterday, I couldn't figure out why there'd be a traffic jam on I-5 on a Sunday afternoon until I saw the electronic sign with the message, SR-99 closed for marathon. Now, I know marathons raise money for many worthy causes, but when you pay for a marathon that runs through the middle of a city, a good chunk of that money has to go into the logistics of organizing the marathon. I am happy to support St. Jude's by writing a check every year without somebody having to prove their endurance to earn my money. But if runners do need to prove their endurance, there are plenty of places to run that don't require traffic detours. There are 22 runs scheduled in the Seattle area just in the month of June, 8 of them within the city. Now, the Iron Horse Trail Marathon through the Cascade Tunnel, that's in the spirit of a real marathon. You're running through the countryside. But tying up Route 99 on a sunny weekend and sending all the traffic to I-5, that's just creating an unnecessary traffic jam. Why didn't we just leave the viaduct standing and reserve it for marathons? But too late for that now. So, I have another idea. Instead of requiring that 10,000 people drive themselves to a starting location and all run together on streets that were never designed for running, runners should run their own marathons, starting from their homes, head to the nearest running trail, and a smartphone app can track everyone simultaneously, scoring each runner based on speed and terrain in a virtual competition that tests endurance without tying up traffic. Instead of runners having to drive someplace, run in a circle, then drive back, needlessly pumping carbon into the air, it's all on foot. And then once a year, the best marathoners meet at Husky Stadium just before a game and run a huge pregame race with rock bands in front of cheering crowds. All the runners could get there on environmentally friendly light rail with big collection barrels at the entrances for cash and check contributions, 100% of which could go to the charity. And you could do it all without a single detour.